but NASDAQ is losing 5 points. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to April. We've been enjoying a beautiful string of warm, dry days, but we have some weather changes on the way as a cool front approaches. Mostly cloudy today, very warm with a high in the mid-80s. Continued dry this evening and tonight, overnight low 66. Tomorrow's high up to about 86 with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening ahead of a cold front. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Then a big change, breezy, much cooler Wednesday. High temperatures only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and probably down to 39 on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
There is a bill that passed just before Easter in the Alabama House with a unanimous vote. It now heads over to the state Senate. It eliminates a pardon or parole for a sex offender of children. This bill is called Aaron's Law. It's named after a child who had to testify years later about the sexual abuse he endured in order to keep the offender behind bars and not released on parole. Agencies that work with the child victims in order to prepare to be a witness and to recover from the trauma are in full support of this bill. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
This week, leaders from Birmingham Southern College will be holding meetings to help students explore their transfer options after the school plans to close down at the end of May. BSC President Daniel Coleman sent an email to all students reassuring them that the Board of Trustees, as well as the staff, are committed to a smooth transition and are very sympathetic to the current feelings of frustration, anger, and grief over the decision to close down. Birmingham Southern College has been open for 168 years. Samford University is a private college in Birmingham. Their most recent annual report for 2023 showed a record-breaking enrollment of first-year students in the fall. That was a total of 1,080 students. The report also showed 15 years of consecutive growth in undergraduate enrollment. For 2023, the university had a total of 5,791 students. The Mobile Playhouse in the Park will be performing a drama about the life of Helen Keller this coming April 5th through the 14th. Keller grew up in Tuscumbia, Alabama, as a blind and deaf child who was amazingly taught to communicate by her teacher, Annie Sullivan. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. 10 massive casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns, highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. to stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now, you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text OWN to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OWN to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text OWN to 200-300. Text the word OWN to 200-300. OWN to 200-300.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
You know, they used to say Abraham Lincoln got the worst press. I said, there's no way he got worse than me.
In politics, men must learn to rise above principle.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader also in the studio with me. How you doing today, Eddie?
I'm in desperate need of a haircut, Joey.
I just got
big
one.
Hair I got, man.
I think your hair looks fine.
Too big.
You
too
look
big.
Handsome.
And I'll be going on a fishing trip tonight at 2 a.m.
So you won't be here tomorrow on the
be
show.
Here tomorrow.
But 2 a.m.
Yeah, it's kind of, we're going to fish some lights around Lake Martin. A friend of mine's going, my son's birthday, 36-year-old, Joey. I got a 36-year-old son.
Yeah.
His birthday is tomorrow, so it'll be great. Me, him, and my mom's husband, Jack, will be fishing, having a good time. Making
nice.
Memories. Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Justin.
Yeah. In fact, it was a great morning. He actually called me, said, what are you doing? I was getting ready to come in here. He said, hey, I'm out front. I'll pick you up in the boat. And it was great. That was awesome. That was
That's
I didn't expect
cool.
it. And that was
That's
awesome.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Now, you were also telling me about, you looked into the Trump Bibles, right?
I planned on purchasing
three Trump Bibles.
Was my plan. Until we got to the fine print.
Oh, no.
It ended up being, and maybe this is nothing for other people, but it ended up being like $80 a Bible by the time it was over with.
Oh.
So I kind of had to do some reconfiguration, and I ended up ordering one. But even when I was trying to order that one, I kind of hit a speed bump that really disturbed me, Joey. And maybe if you hadn't ordered a Bible lately online, you didn't know this, but in Alabama, we pay tax on a Bible. We pay sales tax on a Bible.
Yeah. Yeah, the government. They got to get
understand.
Their cut.
I understand. They get their cut before I get to talk to Jesus?
I mean,
what are we
go
doing
find
here?
A free Bible then where somebody already paid the tax.
Well,
you
got
to pay the tax man.
I thought about going to a hotel and picking one up, but...
Now, if you get the Kindle version, does it come with, like, sound effects? Like,
shut up, silly woman.
That I don't know, but I should have looked into that.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
I'm also very much of a germaphobe, by the way.
You know, they used to say Abraham Lincoln got the worst press. I said, there's no way he got worse than me.
Yeah. So, yes, I have bought one of the Trump Bibles for a good friend of mine in Jamaica, and he's already told me how much he's going to cherish it, so...
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. He's been on the show before, Marvin. Yeah,
Marvin. He has a church. He's a bit of a missionary, and he has a church here in Jamaica, and I've told him about it. He's all excited, and I'm glad. You know, to me, this is still a good thing. I'm supporting Trump, buying a Bible. I'm giving it to a great friend of mine who's really going to appreciate it. And honestly, it'll probably be one of those things in his family that'll he'll be there for generations.
And this isn't like an April Fool's prank.
No,
like,
it's the real deal.
This is the real deal.
Yeah.
Anybody tried to prank you today yet?
Not that I know of, unless I just ignored them and kept going. I don't know. No. But $6.18 is the tax you'll pay on the Trump Bible if you buy it
in
Alabama.
That's nuts. That is nuts. Tax and Bibles.
Come on.
What are they going to do next?
It just disturbs me, man.
Well, apparently we've passed a law in Alabama that, according to one representative who hopped on CNN on a segment of how LGBTQ rights are being taken away in Alabama.
Really?
He said that because of the new, like, divisive concepts bill, you can't talk to kids about sexuality or sexual orientation. And so that means you can't teach them about Martha and George Washington. Because that's a heterosexual couple.
I got to be honest. Growing up, I didn't learn that much about Martha. Mainly George. It's mainly George.
What did she ever do?
Hung out with a guy with wooden teeth.
Yeah, you're talking about a guy who was called the man of the century by even King George III after America secedes and has independence successfully. King George III praises George Washington. Napoleon, upon Washington's death, has this huge parade in his honor, called him, again, the man of the century.
Mm-hmm.
What did Martha ever do?
She made that man happy, didn't she?
Yeah. Well, it's a good name. It's a good name. And also, the more you learn about our founding fathers, they're rough folks. Rough folks.
Would you go as far as saying they're a little bit rednecky?
Yeah, man. Well, you fight the French and the Indians on the frontier. See how you turn out.
Oof. Yeah.
No, really, when you look at the founding generation, they would be considered terrorists today.
100%.
Because when they say these rights are self-evident, they're essentially like, yeah, we're not paying attention to your taxes, to your rules anymore. Our rights are self-evident, and talk to the musket, bish.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And it's a single shot.
Right. And they used it pretty effectively, too. So, I don't know, but that's one thing that's come out, that apparently you can't teach Martha and George Washington history or something. Careful going to Martha's Vineyard. They might start talking about old George Washington sex. See, that's the problem. Reducing marriage to the sexuality. It's one component of a healthy marriage.
Boy. The longer you're... I don't even...
Go ahead. What were you going to say? The longer you're married...
The longer you're married, it just... It's not that... I don't know. It just doesn't seem that important anymore. It does. It's still there, but to teach... What are you going to teach about your own sexuality with your wife? Who wants to hear that?
I don't want to hear that.
Right, no one wants to hear that.
Right. It's like that Monty Python skit with John Cleese.
Right. No.
Yeah. I don't want to see that. I don't need that at all. Apparently, Alabama, there's a report by Erica Thomas on the struggling real estate market in statewide.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, we didn't get to it last week, a story on the meltdown of commercial real estate nationwide.
And I called that 2 years ago.
I got a crash course in it. My buddy I visited in Boston,
he is
literally, he's doing well for himself. He's at the tippy top of that industry there in Boston. And he's like, yeah, look at all these towers, man. They're ghost towns.
Yep.
And it's only getting worse.
It's funny you say it. When a friend of mine was in China, this was several years ago, there was constantly new buildings going up. There were this and taller than that one, new tallest building in the world. So he was looking at one and with his friend that was there, and they were telling him about it, and he said, but it doesn't look like there's any offices. And he goes, oh, yeah, all of these buildings.
Right.
All of these buildings are empty.
Right. So also 60 Minutes, which we won't play because they'll ban our stream. You play a little bit of 60 Minutes. That's copyrighted material. It's like, okay, whatever.
It's bad, too, but yeah.
Yeah, they have done an investigation. You remember Havana Syndrome?
Yes, I read this. I didn't get to watch it, but I read the deal.
It's the Ruskies.
Yeah. Did it surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me, but also, this is a theme now. I don't believe a damn word they have to say. Whether it's 60 Minutes or the federal government. I don't believe a word you have to say.
One and the same.
Yeah, they are.
One and the same.
Seriously, you could slap Department of Information on a lot of the corporate media, and their jobs wouldn't change.
Correct. Very correct.
And we'll get to more fallout of Ronna McDaniel being fired. You had David Brooks, who was saying, well, when you jump on our airwaves and our newspapers, you have to be, you know, dedicated to the truth and intellectual honesty.
That's a lie right there.
Yeah, that
is a huge lie. Does she get paid, though? Does she still get paid?
I wonder.
That?
I bet.
I bet she's got a heck of a lawyer that's going to get her a chunk of change.
A severance for not working somewhere.
I showed up 0 days.
Well, knowing NBC, when they fired Shane Gillis from SNL, they still paid him for that first year contract.
Sure did.
Which, you know, good on Lorne Michaels.
Kind of government money, why not?
Yeah, the more I heard that story, I'm like, Lorne Michaels seems like a pretty solid dude.
It ain't his money. It's the government's money.
You're still on that. The Department of Information on NBC. But then there's also breaking news. As I was preparing about 30 minutes before the show, Israel has bombed Iranian commanders in Damascus.
Hmm.
I thought Gaza's to the south. Oh, wait. They're striking north. And right next to the embassy for Iran, the Quds, like the Al-Quds force, their commander was reportedly killed.
Ooh, boy.
The Iranian ambassador's residence targeted in missile strike, 6 dead. Uh-oh.
Ibley.
A wider war, here we might come. Though I'm suspecting the Israelis have something ready for Hezbollah.
I believe they do.
But Hezbollah also could really hurt Israel. Really hurt them. They have the means to do it. Okay. And it only takes a few, you know, heavy-duty missiles getting through to cause a lot of problems.
You ever heard Israel beg for mercy?
No.
You ever hear Hezbollah beg for mercy every day, every other day, every twice on Sunday?
Hezbollah? They're pretty effective fighting force, man. Do not underestimate. Hamas is a different story, I think. ISIS-K. There's now worries that there's going to be an ISIS-K attack in the U.S. After the one in Moscow.
Does that concern you?
I still think it's pig Latin for CIA.
Thank you.
But Hezbollah, don't take them lightly. They're pretty capable force. They're one of the most capable in the region. So,
but they're no Israel. Not even close.
I agree with that.
Not even close.
But, you know, when you start having fights on multiple fronts, and what does Egypt do? What does Turkey do? By the way, in Turkey.
Yeah, Joe.
When you kind of let inflation rip, people tend not to like it. Erdogan, the president there, and his party have suffered the worst defeat in 20 years in Turkish local elections at the mayoral level, which is shocking.
That's shocking.
But again, if you waste away people's money.
Yeah. But then, it's at the local level that it surprises me, because they usually have a much better control on things there.
Now, going to more Alabama / national news. Yeah. Tommy Tuberville in the press today. This is written up by Jeff Poor. And we're still months away from when the presidential nominees have historically selected their running mates.
Yep.
However, that is not stopping speculation on presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's pick for his Veep. According to a Politico report published Sunday, vetting is underway at Mar-a-Lago and is led by Trump advisor Susie Wiles. You know Susie?
I do not, but I'd like to meet her.
I'd like to get to know Susie, too. Wiles may be a familiar name for Alabama political watchers for her role in former U.S. Ambassador to Slovenia, Lindy Blanchard.
That's where I knew that name from. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we know Lindy.
I love her. Good. I think she's a wonderful woman.
Yeah.
Yep.
Among the names in the political piece by Meredith McGraw, Natalie, Allison, Burgess Everett are, here's some of the names. Tim Scott.
No,
I can see the Django memes already.
No, not going to happen.
I can see the Boondock memes already.
Yep.
J.D. Vance.
Like it, but no.
I like it, but you don't think it's going to happen.
Mm-mm,
I agree with you. Marco Rubio.
Not even close, but I would love
Rubio!
It. Just so Trump could put him on a leash and drag him behind him wherever he goes.
Come on, little Marco.
Exactly.
Come on, little Marco.
Exactly.
I'll give you a treat when we get home, little Marco.
Give you the cheese tax. Come on. Come on.
Okay, boss. Governor Kristi Noem.
Nah.
No?
I watched the thing with her this weekend, but no.
She's okay.
Yeah.
She's just all right.
Right.
I wasn't that impressed with her speech here in Alabama a couple years back. I met her. She sat at the table I was sitting at before she went up there. I was like, yeah.
Did you tell her break a leg or anything?
No. I was more like, she's attractive, but she's wearing way too much makeup.
Ah.
And so I'm feeling like I'm being lied to. You know how much makeup that is? You know,
that's some thick stuff. Theater makeup.
Yeah, theater. Mm-hmm. Should we start doing theater makeup? Like eyeliner?
Because I will walk out of here and forget about it.
Now, the next name thrown out there is Sarah Sanders. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
But she's doing great in Arkansas. Leave her be. I think
she sounds like a great pick because she was such an effective Trump translator when she was press secretary after the miserable tenure of Sean Spicer.
You ain't kidding. SNL did a skit on him and it nailed it.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy destroyed it.
Nailed it.
Now, the other guy who we very much liked in the early GOP primary debates, Doug Burgum. I like Doug. Seems down home. Seems like a grounded man with billions of dollars.
Right.
Could be two billionaires.
Usable patsy.
U.S. Representative Byron Donalds. I like Byron, but I think that would be throwing him right into the fire really early.
Ready for that.
Former U.S. Representative, the sexy witch, Tulsi Gabbard.
I don't think the two would get along.
You don't think they would get along? Mm-mm.
I think they would pretend for a long time.
Eddie,
could,
have you seen her? I love doing.
I did see her.
I love doing HIIT workouts, calisthenics. She's got me skinny again.
She's that Fantastic Four chick.
Oh, with the streak?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I think it looks great. And then the last name in the political piece is Alabama's junior senator, U.S. Senator, Katie Britt. I don't really.
I like the idea. I love that her name's being put out there. Sure, but yeah. No, I don't see it yet.
No, I want to find that guy who told her she would never be president at UA, at University of Alabama, so he can. We need to do an interview with that guy to be like, she'll never be president of the United States. Because it seems that he always is wrong.
As of right now, he's still right. She's not president.
Or maybe I can be that guy. Hey, Katie, if you're listening, if mom's out there listening, or dad, she'll never be president. I'll be the bad guy.
You'll say it, huh? Now, are you going to be there during the inauguration? Right.
Sure,
now?
I'm invited. Okay. Why not? Like, so I can hang out with all the rest of the lizards. But however, in this same Politico report, Trump ally, this is why I like him so much, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, let's call him Coach.
Oh, Tubbs, yeah.
Coach dismissed all the names, including Katie Britt, as quote-unquote propaganda.
I agree with him, man.
He'll ask you about people, Senator Tuberville said in an interview. The senator cautioned that those names being promoted by Trump allies or political consultants should be treated skeptically. All I can tell you is if you're hearing any names, it ain't going to be them. It's all propaganda. The former football coach said all the name floating felt familiar. Like football coaches, whenever there's a job opening, my agent always put my name in there to get me a raise, get me publicity and all that. Tuberville echoed Trump's own advisors who have expressed annoyance at some of the behind-the-scenes maneuverings of consultants.
Not a surprise.
The Politico report also suggests Britt's State of the Union response is working against her. Hmm. You know, I have an aunt and uncle who are like, yeah, it was bad.
Really?
Yeah, and they're pretty conservative folks. They like Katie, but they're like, we didn't think it was
good. Just didn't like it.
Yeah.
They give specifics?
They thought it was too over the top.
Over the top, okay. Which we've talked about.
Well, I mean, when you have a line that's saying it wasn't just that she was raped, but how many times she was raped, you have to deliver that with a certain tone that I don't think was quite struck.
Right.
Actually, they should have just replayed that impromptu press conference where she told that story the first time. That was actually good.
That was, yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I read the speech and watched it back again. I'm like, it's fine. It's not, it's just not like,
I've watched it a couple times and it just.
Right. Yeah. But one Republican strategist close to Trump's campaign said each candidate comes with their own set of baggage.
Yeah.
Okay.
No surprise there.
You get the one with the bags, I'll get the one with the tub. There's no one, this is a quote from one of the Republican strategists close to the Trump campaign, quote, there's no one that checks every single box that they're looking for. Britt, for one, had a widely panned State of the Union rebuttal. Noam just made a strange advertisement for veneers. Remember what I said about too much makeup? Now we're talking veneers?
Nah.
And several, yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. Your teeth are bad.
Yeah. Right. Crystal meth.
And several hopefuls have come across to Trump as too eager. Oh,
little Marco, would you get on your knees? Would you eat your dinner from that little bowl there, little Marco?
Marco's got a better shot than others because Trump knows that that's my boy. If I need something, I got it.
See, I don't think it'll be anybody from the Senate. The Senate's too tight right now.
That's another thing. We'd lose somebody else. No.
Yeah. And especially when you're talking about Katie Britt or J.D. Vance, they just got there.
They're people we need in there, and they're people that are doing, as I see it, the right thing. Yeah, don't pull them.
Right. Nope. So I don't see it whatsoever. I mean, I think it's going to be a name we don't yet know, though Tulsi Gabbard's interesting.
Think so, huh?
I think so.
Might cast a spell.
You're not going to be Rand Paul with his Rand Paul hair?
Egos.
Yeah.
Too bad, though. Too bad.
Don't think it's going to be Lindsey Graham?
God, no. Although somebody should tell him just so it scares the crap out of him and he goes into another.
Maybe he does go with, like, maybe he kisses and makes up with Ron DeSantis.
Nah. Did you see the news with Ronnie D and the Disney thing this weekend?
What, they settled or something? Yeah.
All those people that said that Disney was going to come out on time? All the MSNBC folks that said, laughed at Ron DeSantis?
Well, have you seen their Marvel properties and their Star Wars properties?
Ah, yeah.
Like, you literally put a woman in charge of Star Wars and said, Star Wars is too male-centric in its storytelling.
And she also said,
like, you know who nerds are.
She never saw the original Star Wars.
That's just an insult.
It is.
But and I'm not even that big of a Star Wars nerd.
That's what we're doing nowadays. And it, yeah.
It's just an insult.
It is.
To everybody. So how about this? Let's hit a quick break.
Okay.
We're going to have Dick Brubaker at noon, but we'll have him on the phone at the start of the 1 o'clock hour.
1 o'clock, folks. All right.
So look forward to talking to Dick Brubaker, candidate for Congress in the brand new Alabama District 2. Tomorrow we should have Caroline Dobson.
Excellent.
On at 2. So that date, that runoff date, is getting close. Yeah. We got about half a month. Today's the 1st.
Yeah.
And the runoff's the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
So be ready, folks.
It's coming.
I think it's going to be all about turnout.
Oh, no doubt.
All about turnout.
No doubt.
Which means these ads you see on TV, even if you're like, you know, sophisticated like me, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, who would ever fall for that, Bubby? And, yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's just keep all that in mind. More to get to after this quick break. News and Views in the afternoon.
Want
to
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table.
It's a Nazi! It was a Nazi man!
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man?
Lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, you seem all
lots
over the place.
Balls in the air today.
What was that?
Juggling. Lots.
You're juggling balls today?
Well, just stuff. Lots of stuff.
You should juggle bowling pins instead.
What happens when those things come down?
It hurts, but it's better than being known as a guy who juggles balls.
This is very true. This is very true.
Now, let's go to some of the clips that we have prepared for today. One is James Carville.
Oh, Lord.
Now, he was talking about them preachy women.
Mm-hmm.
Today, he's talking about all those folks just want to say, F it. He's talking about all those dumb people, too, in Alabama. You know, in Huntsville, they're smart, but the rest of the state, they're just dumb down there.
That's what I've heard, Joey. That's what I've heard.
So, James Carville is... man, look at the guy. Just look at that face.
How old is Carville?
He's probably in his 70s now.
Oh, that's my guess. I figured 80 plus.
You think 80s?
I just always figured, because he's always looked this old. Since I was a teenager, he's always looked this old.
Well, it's kind of like Arn Anderson, who always looked 40.
Yes.
Yeah. There's some friends I have, too. They always looked the same 40, age. Yeah. Which is kind of a great way to go. Sure. But here is Carville laying out the way he sees the political map right now. Let's try to listen in together.
I think that these election results around the country are encouraging. You know, we went in that race in Alabama. She won by 25. That was a 50-50, maybe a slightly red, but it is 100.
Well, and now let me contradict myself.
Phil, that's a lot of educated people in that part of Alabama. That's not typical of the rest of the state in many ways.
And the third party issue.
So the Bobby Kennedy thing, and I actually think Bobby Kennedy might hurt Trump more than he hurts.
It's funny you say that. We have one headline, Politico said, RFK is a spoiler, but for who?
Yeah. And you take a poll now. But I think there's a certain percent of people in the country that are just like, just F the whole thing.
F it all.
Can't take it. F it all.
Yeah.
And Biden is not going to get any of the F it all vote.
Yeah.
Okay. And
how are you not at that point? The F it all vote. Who is not at that point?
I think there's people on both sides. Not there.
You mean privileged out of touch people?
Yes. Exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
Exactly what I mean.
Our institutions are doing just fine, by golly. And it's just all you malcontents that won't accept all the great outcomes we're providing for you.
Exactly.
I mean, the debt's not really an issue. In fact, we need to spend more, and we need to go and fight more wars because we're America, and we're moral, and we're better than everybody else, right?
That's exactly right.
So, yeah, I think actually Carville's analysis there is correct, that the F it crowd is very much going to jump in with some of these third-party candidates, but especially Trump. But I don't agree that Kennedy is necessarily the one that pulls from Trump.
I don't think so either.
Especially with this latest VP choice.
How does he get in that? Is there something I'm missing? Because I don't see where they're going to pull from Trump at all. Trump's not the candidate that's stumbling around, that screwed the economy, that said yesterday was National Whatever Day instead of Easter.
Yeah, but Trump is a vehement racist who caused Charlottesville.
No, none of those things are true.
Trump doesn't want gay people to exist.
Again, I don't think any of those things are true.
I that's what they told me.
Have you asked him?
He hates...
Have you looked at his
all the gay people.
Have you looked at his records to see?
Yeah. Well, and he hates Jews, too.
I'm pretty sure that's not true. I'm pretty confident on
that. His daughter did literally convert to have Jewish children.
Plus, in that realm that he's in, that you don't hate Jews, no.
Well, what is wrong with Trump, then?
He wrote some mean tweets.
He's going to abandon our NATO allies by getting them to spend more.
You know, he was going to get them to spend more, and he did. I don't think there's an abandon thing. But he did bring up a good fact that we all need to look at. What are we doing with NATO right now? Besides spending money.
I'm trying to think of the bad stuff. He says mean things.
He did do some mean tweeting. And it didn't bother me none.
I loved it.
Right. It bothered me absolutely zero. But apparently, some people are more triggered than I am.
And he said, and he hasn't changed. He's not going to change. Remember where he talked about the bloodbath?
Oh, yeah.
The man wants to be a dictator. He wants violence. He wants to destroy democracy by winning an election.
By winning an election?
And then having the government actually run by the people who are elected, not the expert class. Democracy is when unelected experts run everything and advise the people we elect.
What that bloodbath, though, then where's the bloodbath coming at?
It's all over the place. Blood coming out of your eyes, blood coming out of your ears, blood coming out of her wherever.
It seems like it'd be a pretty smooth transition with what he wants to do. I don't see where the people would get upset and there would be a bloodbath. I think as soon as people realize gas that now we just paid $3.17 a gallon for is back at $1.89 and we don't have Mexico threatening us with, what they want, $20 billion? Yeah, I can't. And in fact, I think he made a comment on that. But I long for the day when he is president. He's going to make that guy eat his words.
You know? No, actually, Trump clearly hates women.
I mean, have you met his wife?
Yeah, I mean, but that doesn't. She's got all sorts of false consciousness.
Shut up, silly woman.
See, only a misogynist would say that.
Rosie O'Donnell is who he's talking to. That was it. And that's that one. And we give him one. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of like all the bad things.
Apparently there was a lot. And maybe we were just so caught women. Up in pro-Trump that we didn't see it.
He wants to love... I love the blacks. But every time he says the blacks, they're like, we don't know if you actually do love us.
That kind of comes out funny, so he could work on that a little bit.
He hates, of course, Hispanics because he wants to seal the border.
But there's a whole Hispanics for Trump's group out there.
He separated children at the border put kids in cages.
That was actually Obama who did that. I think Trump actually fixed that. He did want to build that wall, though. So, you know, for some people, that was a little bit too much.
He made a lot of money with Saudi Arabia. That is kind of true.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's just all of them up there.
He made a lot of money with them shoes, too, but I ain't mad about it.
The Trump shoes? Did you buy those, too, along with the Bible?
No, because they were sold out. Dude, you think Bitcoin is hot? Trump shoes, baby.
Well, here's one problem for Trump here. Yeah. I believe Truth Social.
Uh-oh.
Had a $58 million, they report, and $58 million loss, they reported it, True Social.
Okay.
And expect, quote, no profit for the foreseeable future. But Trump's stake is $3 billion.
Joey.
I love how fake the economy is. Fake news, fake dollars, Donald Trump.
If they were to look at, say, our records, your bank records, my bank records, they would probably say the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is no way this is going to last.
No, I know.
We need to shut these guys down immediately.
Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
It's we talk to Jeff.
Hey, talking to Jeff.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I had a truck driver came to our store the other day, and he made one good comment about Trump.
Okay.
He said, we're not voting for him to be our preacher, we're voting for him to be our president, and he was a damn good one.
Amen.
And that's what we need back in there, and get Adolf Joe out of there.
There you go.
Good old Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
He's moving kind of slow at the junction.
Yeah, just a little bit, and I'm not buying it when they put him on uppers. You just look weird.
You know, it's a hard crash, too.
Right.
He looks like he got a little devil horns on his forehead. Look at some of the pictures from the front. He looks like he got a little devil horn right up under his skin.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's stretched out way too much. Those skin suits wear out.
Yeah, they do.
Mm. Well,
and Nancy Pelosi's eyebrows are too high.
Say the least.
That's not the only thing on her that's too high.
Yeah.
That ain't natural.
No.
I appreciate the call with Tomka Jeff.
Bye-bye.
No, that's right. We're not electing him to be a preacher.
We're
or
not.
A pastor.
That's the thing. Right. Nick Saban, great coach.
But then you just bought his Bible. But Nick Saban, great coach.
Great coach. Everybody loves a coach like that. And look what he's done with that team. And you know he's not out there asking them to do stuff. And he's not out there, you know, begging them to do things. He's telling them what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing success. He has seen success. Why would we not want that in a president? You don't want a nice president? He's nice to me. He cares about me. Growing up, my dad, a lot of times I didn't think he was the nicest guy in the world. But you know what? He was always looking out for my best interests. What's wrong with that in a president? Why don't we want that in a president? Biden seems to care about everybody else except Americans. Mm-hmm. And I don't see how people hadn't caught on to that yet.
Hey, do you want a quick lesson from the Ministry of Information?
Sure.
You know, Ronna McDaniel was fired?
Yeah.
Well, do you know what David Brooks is? I believe he's a New York Times columnist.
I know who he is.
Yeah. And he's kind of conservative, but not really.
Yeah, he's fake. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of those types. But he's asked about the whole Ronna McDaniel thing.
Okay.
And let's listen in. Why was Ronna McDaniel hired and then so unceremoniously fired? Let's see what they have to say.
My next question. I want to talk about what happened with Ronna McDaniel at NBC.
Right.
For those who are not following this, she was hired by NBC to be an on-air contributor. She's the former chairperson of the Republican National Committee. And there was a revolt amongst many NBC anchors who said, we can't have someone who actively tried to undo the last election be on our payroll and be on our airwaves. What do you make of how that played out?
I was glad they had the instinct to get more Trump-supporting people on the air. I think that's something we all need to work on. But here was someone clearly over the line. To be on our air or in our newspapers, you got to have some intellectual credibility. You have some primary commitment to the truth and the truth above partisanship.
Can I ask you a question about that?
I said the guy on PBS.
Do you remember that lady that was on Fox News? She was a heavy Dem. And she actually gave some questions to Hillary Clinton about...
Donna Brazile.
Yeah.
How can he ever say anything about anybody?
Well, that was more CNN and MSNBC. We at PBS, it's or ABC, or CBS, or NBC...
U.S. government intel. That's what it all is.
Well, Eddie, if you want to be on our airwaves, you have to have some intellectual honesty and some fealty to the truth above partisanship.
That's not the case at all.
Well, no, I think they are above partisanship. I think they're lapdogs for an establishment that's continuing to screw over the American people. And for 60, 70, 80 years, call it a century, they've been able to play this game of we're professional, objective journalists.
Because
they were the only game in town. It's like, I watch Walter Cronkite. Oh, you dope. I only trust David Brinkley. And it was like Coke or Pepsi. It's not like they're both sugary soft drinks that are going to rot your teeth and probably upset your stomach. Like, it's not much of an option.
It wasn't.
And now that we actually have options, the game is up. The jig is up. We see through you. I'm not saying everybody with a microphone on radio or everybody with a platform on social media is saying the God's honest truth. I'm more saying that everybody's now being honest about how we're competing dishonestly for power. Everybody.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
And if you think, well, not my side, you're mistaken. I'll be nice. You're mistaken. You're misinformed.
Misinformed. That's a very nice way to put it.
No, when this much power is at stake... Of course they're lying to you. Of course. Grow up, Peter Pan. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Red Top. Good Monday, gentlemen.
Good
Monday.
Red Top.
On the Capitol report from Washington, D.C. on NPR Friday night, saw a good roundtable discussion of this whole Ronald McDaniel thing. And there was one black lady that really got it, who was an analyst there.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, this is probably the media, NBC, trying to, quote, make up with the Trump campaign in view of who's the likely winner of the next election. That's what this woman, who is not a Republican, but she gave them the reality check. And she was very much embarrassed about what they did with Ronald McDaniel, because obviously they're not smart enough to have anybody that challenges them anywhere close than 100 miles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I tend to think it was more like a sort of a golden parachute. Oh, you got fired from the RNC. Here, come over here. We'll give you a contract. You played ball well.
Then I saw her replacement, Laura Trump, on NTV News this weekend, and Laura kicked ass.
Or is it Lara?
Is it Laura or Lara? I don't know. I thought it was Lara, too.
Either one would do fine for me.
Okay.
She's just another good-looking Trump woman. She kicks ass.
Yeah, just another one.
Good, fellas. She's not going to mess around, and I have to say, he's liable to have to go to more family members to get any trusted people.
I agree.
He did really good with his family. Like, Jared Kushner kicked ass in the Middle East, buddy. Can't nobody say anything other than that. So, he's going to have to go to more family members. And I don't know, how did Trump do on his fundraiser this weekend? Does anybody know yet?
I don't even know.
Would be worth checking into, because...
Well, I know he got some money out of this guy over here with the Bibles.
Got any bucks out of me?
Oh, they were talking about that, too. Wow, and... it's a bizarre thing, but there was a thing how he bashed with the evangelicals.
Biden announces for the next year, you know, just fell on Easter this year, Trans Visibility Day.
Whatever, dude.
Which, because they've been Easter. So invisible in national media for the last few years.
Look
right.
at me.
On Easter. That's right. A good way to piss all the Christians off, isn't it, fellas?
Is it not, man?
Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you.
And, you know, I think Red Top will keep listening here. There's a nun that came out with a message.
Oh?
Yeah. A nun. Now, I'm starting to see why Red Top used to be so worried about the nuns wrapping them on the wrist or on right. the knuckles or something. Because let's listen in. I'm not even sure who this is. It just says, Catholic nun dialed in. So let's listen together, Eddie.
An election year in the U.S. In normal times, an election is the moment.
Wait, is that Rosie?
Kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
Kind of sounded like her there for a second. Anyway, we'll go back to this.
Ordinary people can take back control of their nation's destiny. But these are not normal times. Across the globe, men and women are waking up to the alarming truth that governments no longer serve God or the people. And, beloved, I'll interrupt to say myself that if President Trump gets in, it's a complete act of God. If the Democrats, if Biden is not reelected, it is a complete act of God, because every scheme and every evil is out there that he would continue to be our president, as inept and evil as he is. At least he's done evil things. Those that surround him and advise him and even direct him, the devil is wise. And I would not put it past them to do anything. I know that recently someone has made a motion that no one should be able to vote who cannot prove U.S. citizenship. I totally agree with that. But there are those in the Democratic Party who do not. So we are up against not just an election, but an absolute war for good against good and evil.
You know, coming from someone like her, it's the first time I can remember someone like her speaking up for this. That's
right.
I wonder what the pushback will be on from people that can do that to people like her.
I'm sure they'll figure something out.
I'm just proud of her that she would stand up and say something.
No, it's like, honestly, if you're a really devout Catholic, you look at Trump and Biden, you're like, baby killer, philanderer, like, what am I? Like, yeah. If you're like really Catholic, nobody's ever good enough. Well, just ask my mother.
I was going to say, that's just being a Catholic, though, right?
Yeah, it is. I inherited that from her. Nothing is ever good enough.
My mom ain't Catholic, but poof, got some of that running
through. She Jewish?
You'd think so. Probably so. Yeah. No, actually, take it back. We're German. Kite.
Oh, German.
Last name, Kite.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'll be German.
Very, very German.
And on that weird note, let's hit a break.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife, Jessica, own the Seafood Beach over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason. Back to work today for Wall Street following the long Easter holiday weekend. Economic reports due out this week include trade, jobless claims, vehicle sales, and the government's comprehensive March jobs report. UPS shares rose 2.2% after the package delivery company said it will become the primary air cargo provider for the United States Postal Service, significantly expanding an existing partnership between the two. Shares of UPS rival FedEx fell 1.7% before the opening bell. The World Bank has released a report forecasting that economies in developing countries of East Asia and the Pacific will grow 4.5% this year, down from 5.1% in 2023. It estimates China's economy will expand 4.5% this year, down from 5.2% in 2023. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to April. We've been enjoying a beautiful string of warm, dry days, but we have some weather changes on the way as a cool front approaches. Mostly cloudy today, very warm with a high in the mid-80s. Continued dry this evening and tonight, overnight low 66. Tomorrow's high up to about 86 with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening ahead of a cold front. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Then a big change, breezy, much cooler Wednesday. High temperatures only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and probably down to 39 on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Sunken Tractor Cafe is reopening on April 6th. Local favorites including garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The Fryer is open to feature French fries, appetizers, and desserts. Beer and wine, too. Go see them April 6th from 11 to 8 and Thursday through Saturday thereafter. Sunken Tractor on Facebook or Mahurg Road, Wetumpka.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services, and they're the best game in town,
they
folks.
Are.
They really are amazing. That's why they've grown so much over these last few years, because, you know, you don't often hear the success stories coming out of the pandemic. Pest Pro Services is one of them.
Definitely, Joy.
Ashley has put together an amazing team, and of course, they can help you, especially this time of the year, with your pest control problems, in particular termites. You need to get a termite inspection done. You need to get termite treatment done, because that treatment is going to be a lot less expensive than if you end up with damage. In fact, Pest Pro can essentially lay down bait.
Right.
So if termites do hit your property, they'll know when they hit the bait, come out and take care of them.
That's
and
right.
Again, this is a much cheaper option than having to replace framing and all sorts of other crown molding, drywall, all sorts of stuff there.
Entire walls.
Yeah, entire walls, essentially. But of course, they can also help you with mosquitoes.
Yeah, okay.
They went and did your yard.
Did my stuff.
You're next to the
Thursday
lake.
Thursday or Friday. I'm right on the water. I got woods all around me.
Yeah.
So this weekend, we spent the whole weekend up there. It was great, relaxing time. I saw maybe 5 or 6 mosquitoes the entire time.
Wow.
But, you know, I mean, we stayed outside and we stayed on the decks. We did not have one mosquito bite on us.
That's
now,
amazing.
The week before that, we couldn't enjoy the decks because we were just getting carried away by the mosquitoes.
Well, especially when they get that sweet meat around the ankle or the wrist.
Yes. So I'm so glad they came. Jonathan's my guy. He's the man. In fact, he was their, I believe, employee of the quarter. They took care of us, man. I cannot push it enough on people. That really, really worked.
So get some mosquito treatment if you want to actually enjoy your front or back porch, your actual backyard. And, of course, they can help you with all of your pest control problems there at Pest Pro Services. You might as well make them your everyday pest control
company. It's worked out well for
me. That number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or we'll just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces or just go to ppsriverregion.com. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services. Be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you. Now, we're getting plenty of comments rolling in from the Peanut Gallery. Yeah. I mean, a bunch of folks just saying, yo, Mark Cumby saying, hi, Mark. Sam saying, yo, you and all, hi, Sam, or sizzling spam. George and Martha, America's original power couple, says Sam. Like Clooney and Zeta Jones.
Mm.
Should be good-looking babies, I'll admit.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Gumptown John says, Vivek for Veep. I like
Me
Vivek.
Too, but do you think it's ever really going to go that route?
No.
I'd like to think in the background it's working, but I'm kind of like you. I don't think it's going to.
And Romax Angler says, Tulsi was too deep in the Democratic Party to be reformed. She was third in charge with when Hillary lost to Trump.
Mm. I'm she's still alive.
Well, Romax, the story she tells is pretty convincing, but who knows? She could just be lying to us and, swaying me in other ways. That happens to me. I can be tricked.
Yes.
And Gumtown John says, I don't know if Tulsi holds the conservative principles to be VP. Principles. Just principles.
I think you check them at the door.
And then Romax Angler says, oh my goodness, all she could potentially help with would be horny males like Joey. That's just rude.
Wow, somebody dialed you in.
Well, and then Gumtown John says, that's but a fleeting moment, and then lose interest. You know me too well, Gumtown John. Just the flashes of flashes.
I see.
Just momentary. Now, Gumtown John saying, and I agree, not happy with any political party.
Agree.
Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah, I completely agree. And Kim Mayton jumping in saying, who cares about mean tweets? Hear, hear, Kim. Hear, hear.
You tell me, that was the biggest complaint I had from snowflakes.
Right. Some people saying Carville is right. Others, something, something, broken clock. Well, I appreciate, and Kim goes on to say, Guten Tag. Guten Tag.
Far from pooping.
And on that wholesome note, let's go to, Trump.
All right.
Because coming up, we'll be calling Dick Brubaker here.
Hold on.
Oh, is he talking to Brian? Kill me,
buddy. That's your hero.
But that plane is nice.
What would you expect?
Let's listen in together.
If you don't win, they're gone.
Well, if I don't win, that means your taxes are going to go up fourfold.
All right.
Fourfold.
For 5 weeks, it looks like they say you're going to be stuck in a courtroom 4 days a week.
Yeah. This is wrong because
of Biden. How do you overcome that? How do you overcome not being out there and not being on the stuff? Doing interviews like this.
It's a shame that it has to take place. This is, again, third world country stuff, whether it's borders or whether it's this. They've weaponized the Department of Justice. They've weaponized the FBI. They raided my house. They find nothing. Look how well I'm doing. And the people understand it. Look at what's going on. I have Fannie, as she likes to be called, in Georgia. That's a scam. We have the D.A. Bragg. That's a scam. Everybody says, you read the people that you have, Jonathan Turley and McCarthy and all the good people that you have on. They say this is a case that shouldn't be brought. It's not even a crime. And it all comes out of the White House.
President did secure one victory Monday. An appeals court judge lowered the bond Trump must pay in the civil fraud case against...
Yeah, we know. Thank you, Fox. But, he sounds all right. He looks how he is. Like, he looks fine. He looks like Trump still, unlike Biden. He doesn't look like he's melting just yet.
Nope. Not at
all. But you gotta wonder. The polls are tightening it up already. But also, Kamala Harris coming out strong. Again, I maintain that these next few months are dangerous for Joe.
Now, when you say coming out strong, I saw about a week ago applauding the song the protesters were singing that basically said, I hate her, but she just applauded along with them until someone reminded her, hey, there you are actually protesting you being here, you moron, in which she continued to applaud. Is that how she's coming out strong?
Yeah, no, she was just hitting a lot of issues really hard. And, like, stuff we would think is just bad crap, crazy.
Yeah. But,
you know, Kamala, the more I watch her, you ever seen that show, Julia Dreyfus, Louise Dreyfus, Veep?
I've watched clips of it, but never really seen
people have long wondered, is politics in D.C. more like House of Cards, like, you know, literally killing journalists, or is it more like Veep? I think it's more like Veep with some of these folks.
I really do.
It is Bush League up there.
Yeah.
Bush League with a lot of money, and they're in all sorts of people's pocket.
Sure.
So to speak.
Tapping that pocket, baby.
So, here we're going to hit a break.
Okay.
And we'll come back, hopefully, with Dick Brubaker over the phone. Y'all stay tuned.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, when it's Chevy.